So, mother, open gate for me. He now come and close the gate very well. And stand, look at me, and go. Ah, that's okay. So from there, some boys notice on their own, they run and open the gate for me. So from my informant, I say, this woman, you go hear him today. I say, enough is enough. So I enter house. So in the night, before God and mind. So I don't say tonight, I'll point my finger towards his house. That tomorrow morning, this, that, it will fall before her. So they will know that as a man, you will not embarrass at all. So that night, I don't know what happened. I sleep. So I wake up around 4 o'clock. Ah, I say it's too late. So in the morning, around 6 o'clock, my son just run to me, Pastor Shion. Coco. And my children open. Because he's their big brother. And then he came, say, Daddy, last night I dreamed God with me. Daddy, want to take a very dangerous decision. I said, what do you mean by that? Daddy, I see you. I know what this man do to you. You point your finger towards the house. You want to wreak curse upon. I say, dangerous boy, who show you? I said, before God, I just want to do last night, but sleep now, catch me. I don't know why I sleep off. I said, Daddy, like you know yourself. You don't need to say anything. God will show him. Daddy, leave him alone. No need. And truly, I hearken to my voice of my son. At the last. On Sunday, all of us went to church. My son go to church. Me too, you are here. People of God. By the time reach house, thunder strike from nowhere. All of us park our vehicle there. My vehicle is there, Benz. My son vehicle there, Toyota Silent White. Me too, park from the front there. The thunder strike, it scatter all the woman who scream. Both the front and the back. And then the same night, Amrabah entered the house. They went ahead and entered a vehicle and removed the radio from a vehicle. The day break, he said, "Now me call remove radio for a vehicle. Now me use stone to scatter in whiskey." He announced said that on the street. On the way coming back, something lift the leg up from the gate and fall from the ground and break leg. Where the pain is too much, he now said that to me, saying, "Because of God, I should forgive her." That's some people, I beg you, a man of God, you can hold her than the man of God with your age. Your education can more than own in 1,000 times. But spiritual gift is better than own in 1,000,000 times. The grace of God upon his life, money cannot buy it. Because of that, value them, respect them, and then give honor unto them. You are not a foolish or a fool. What you are doing, you are planting a seed that your future and generation will harvest tomorrow. I pray for somebody again. You will not miss your helper in the name of Jesus. The next one again, because of time, it can be your wife. Your health can be your helper. For example, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Proverbs 18, verse 22. Proverbs 18, 22. Quickly.
Proverbs 18, 22. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord.
That word, don't forget it. Especially you that never marry. You that already marry, I beg man in this church, or we are not a member that are here for the first time, or you will be here, but not our member here, but we are my spiritual church, spiritual member in heaven. Please, treat your wife very well. Don't let your father, your mother, your brother and sisters, the one that will be telling you what to do, how to treat your wife. On doing so, you are invoking the curse of God upon your home. Answer is no. Appreciate that woman. It can be helper that will make you to meet helper. It can be helper that will make you to meet joy. It can be helper God will, because of her, and turn your life around. Don't let your father and your mother to have anything to do with your marriage. The only thing they have to do with your sister and your brother, anybody in your family, is to intercede, to be praying for you, not to control your home. They have no that right. They have no that right. That nothing consigns them with your home. It's between you and that person and God. Therefore, I beg you, because of God, that some men, if their wife is talking, shut up. Madam. They are calling their wife madam. That's a wicked man. Instead to call her sweetheart, my honey. Instead to call her my orange or my mango. He's calling his wife, madam. If you're looking for madam, go to where they sell food. See madam there. Your wife is a special woman. You need to treat special. If you're talking, allow to talk. I don't see some men who went to the village and tell their father and mother, say, my wife is a prostitute. He now going up and down. How this man, he didn't ever caught his wife to another man one day. The God of that woman will war against you. The God of that woman, he will not let you have peace in life. Don't do that. Don't do that. The secret I have to tell the man today, don't love your wife. Trust your wife. What I just say? A woman will trust, you end to love the woman. But a woman you love, you will not trust, you end to hate that woman. Because when you trust somebody, unless you put the person under suspect, an hatred will start. Are you with me at all? What a man to do for a woman is to trust a woman, not to love a woman. If you trust your wife, you will end with love. But if you love your wife, you lack a trust, you end it as hatred. And that home, there'll be a division. Don't forget it. If your wife is talking, without you talking, it don't make sense. It makes sense. I'll allow her to finish. Always appreciate her. Even what you say, you don't like it. Oh, you're my best wife. Thank you for this. So on your own, if you go and research the word, not to say, this is why I know you. Nothing good ever come from your mouth for one day. Everything you always say is nonsense. That is why sometimes I like to be listening to you. Woman, please leave my side. You see some man going, some men again. Why the helper of God in their life sees for life is that anytime their wife is talking, madam, you are talking too much. Enough is enough. I want to rest. The engine work of a woman is to talk too much. And if you have a woman holding the talk, you have a big problem tomorrow. I'm telling you the truth. You have a very big trouble. You better talk to her to be talking so that to help your future. I'm telling you the truth. Allow her. That's what she loves to be doing. Please, it's your helper. After your mother, it's the next person. It's your helper. As your mother is out of you, it's your wife will continue when you stop. Appreciate that woman. Celebrate that woman. Always let your attitude, your cry towards her, to be give her a word of courage every day. Maybe anytime your wife sees you, you regret that he meets you. You are killing that woman inside. Your joy and your helper will lock against you. May God help us in Jesus' name. Who that helper again that you will not let you to miss a life. The next one is your husband. Where do you find that one? Quickly, my daughter. Genesis 25, verse 20 and 21. Genesis 25, verse 20 and 21. Quickly.
Genesis 25, from verse 20 to 21. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
You can see that some women, their husband is nothing. If your husband is talking, she's sleeping. Because you don't want to hear anything from the man. Because the man, you see the man as wood. Ask him. That's why I married to him. Waiting good thing I don't ever in my life to ever gain from him. That may be everything in this house. In fact, I mistake to marry him. You are mistaking one thing, don't know. It's a spiritual cover of your life. Spiritual liar will not swallow you for several years. It is because of your husband. Almighty God guide you. Almighty God protect you. Almighty God secure you. Your husband is a spiritual war. You know, I like spiritual arrow. to enter your body. It will not be anything to you, but God knows what the cause of him is due on your behalf. Please treat your wife the way Sarah treat your husband. Treat your husband the way Sarah treat your husband. Treat your husband the way Anna treat your husband. So women, if the husband talk two, they'll talk seven. Some women, they argue with their husband. They say, no, if you're talking, two is talking. Mother, you know, say I'm your husband. He say, what do you mean? Me too, I'm your wife. Do we have right? I have right. Who asked you that question? You know, no, say you have right before. You have right. But not for your mouth to hear it. If your husband is going like this, two is going like this. I don't see a woman, you know your husband with points. After they don't tackle in the morning before the man go and work, that the husband love food more than me. That the woman love food so much. The next thing she did, all this, he cooked yesterday, and they fight this morning, and the man went to work. Before the man come back from work, he went all the soup, and eat all the meat, and carry all the soup and throw it away, and wash everything, and sit down. And the husband don't forget, say, they're quarrel in the morning. And then in the normal business they used to do, as man is coming from work, is welcome your husband, remove the suit, and collect the bag. And the husband come back, sweet honey. Now say sit down, no answer. Any woman that keep marriage with your husband is an international murderer. I repeat, any woman that keep marriage with your husband is international murderer. That woman needs to be arrested and put to side before you kill somebody else. Listen to me and listen very good. Why I talk my own, you no complain, no. Praise the name of the Lord, though. Shout hallelujah. Good. Now, do you know this woman sit? Husband do everything. You know, okay, until she go and run now, come and open the door for their father. And they sit down there and watching TV. They are now turning your husband to TV. Your husband now, it's TV now that show the woman love. You just sit down there and watching TV. The husband go inside and come back and go inside and come back. And there are some men, they can't keep malice. From there, he hits here. Make it the woman. He says, if your leg pain, you go control your leg. He said, what happened? He said, what didn't happen? What happened in the morning? He don't forget it. Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. Now the man begging the mannequin. Any woman, they want to enjoy the fruit of their labor tomorrow. You are on the right side. You are on the wrong side. Don't let your husband beg you first. Beg your husband first. What you are doing? You are making your children to be a blessing for your tomorrow. But there are some women lack that vision or known to them. You don't care. You sit down like that. And like this man now. It's okay. No problem. You call your daughter. Please. Go and give me my food. He said, Daddy. meet your wife. I'm a stranger in this house. My wife be this. And she didn't enter inside the room. My dear, where my food? You need to put my food here. Now. No time I used to come. He says, this morning, you know where. May I be sick? And the woman, man went to kitchen everywhere, very neat. Come back. Say, madam, what am I done to you to do this to me? Because of you, I never eat outside. I said, please go and eat in our office. But because of you, I never do that. Is it the way to pay me back? Even though if you do everything, you need to use food to offend me. Thank you. And the man went ahead and changed cloth and take the vehicle and go. On the way going, hello, sir. Can you help me, sir? Where are you going? So I'm going to the junction, sir. So out of anger, enter. The man, sir, why are you angry? I beg, go. He will say, sir, don't angry. Don't worry. Hang up today, say, job tomorrow. And the lady carry handkerchief and clear the face of the man. Say, don't angry. Listen very careful. Women, don't laugh. Wash. And then That's what the man expect the wife to do. And this lady now know what to do. And now play the role of this woman. And suddenly, he said, ah, sir, do I see you like you are hungry? He said, I take no. He said, I see your face like you are feeling hungry. He said, sir, that's the place to say good food so that we'll be okay. And truly, and they take the man there, they buy food for this lady, and he to buy and eat. And from there, he said, sir, that's a place again that you can receive a fresh air condition. That make all your anger to flush out. Where? They went to one hotel in Asokoro. And from there, he said, for your sweat to dry, you need to take a shower. Through the shower, they now turn to a friend. And they don't meet themselves. The man now come back to the house. And that time, the woman's mind is already down. But it's too late. There's some woman in the name of pride, in the name of self-control, are selfish and lack of training. They use their hand to make the helper of their destiny to now be a helper of a stranger. Now, the man back to the house, sweetheart comes and welcomes. Hey. He says, sorry, I don't do everything. I'm sorry, I don't. Okay, let me eat your food. I just put the first two in. Too much salt. It's only there, too much salt. Come and enter my food. I said, too much, because you don't eat the food of stranger. Joke like a joke. Now, so when I had a pregnant lady, and the lady gave birth the passing baby boy, that all the baby they had before, said, take the girl. That's how the man packed from the house, and now went to another house, take the woman to the house. And now, this woman is now running for everywhere, looking for band and loose, deliverers, pastors, revelation, vision, and prophetess. Before those things happen, who asked you to push your helper away? Women, I beg you. As you are helper to your husband is helper to you. You know how money to give to you? Or you know how busy to property to get her to give you? But all the good you are doing, the day your husband open mouth say, madam, it shall be well with you. No woman shall ever be like you. Your children will be rich. You live to eat the fruit of your children. It is certain. The word your husband pronounced to you, no darkness can reverse it to us. No darkness. That's what some woman don't know. I think God beg you. Because of the future of your children. It's very, very important. I don't see where a man and where I go to occasion. And then, man, chairman, the woman, share the husband and wife. And the husband want to talk. They say, ah, my dear, how about, sit down, let me talk first. In the public. The husband say, from house to outside again. It's okay, talk first now. You think it will happen with your rich house? It's okay, madam, come and talk. If you make your helper to be angry, your tomorrow full of bitterness. Don't think what we are doing today. Think of the end of your night. Time is coming, you will not have strength to do what we are doing today. You can see you are rich now, you are everything. 2 minutes, God can blow everything away. United together and live in one family and do what is right and live according to the way of God so that we will be helper to one another. I pray you will not miss help of each other in Jesus' name. Amen. Last but not the least, the greatest helper out of them all. That senior, the pastor, that senior your generation is Almighty God. It's only God that can make the helper to be helper to you. Without God, any helper will think over there, you are wasting your time. Why? Proverbs 21 verse 1.
Proverbs 21 verse 1.
Yes.
The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will.
The Bible says the heart of a king is in the hand of God. Meaning, the heart of a man, whether it's your father, it's your mother, it's your sister, it's your brother, it's your friends, it's your auntie, or it's your pastors, whatever it may be as a human being under the heaven and star, under the heaven, under the sun and star, without God permission, they can never remember you. Without God change their mind to favor you, there's nothing good can come from their life towards your life. It's only God. Or they have a stomach heart, they want to do it. Satan can block them. Satan can wage war against them. That's why God gives this word of courage. In Ephesians chapter 6. The book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 11.
Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10 to 11. Finally, my brethren,
yes,
be strong in the Lord,
mm-hmm,
and in the power of his might.
That's it.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
That's it. Before anybody, take God first. But there are some people who value human being than God. Who value their work than God. Who value their wife, their husband, their children than God. No. God first. Your pastor second. Every other person follow. I beg you because of God. How do you do God to make helper to make helper in your life? Number one, turn your family to cry mourning family. Cry mourning family. How many of you that wake your children, your wife, and to pray early in the morning again? How many of you? At least 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. Every 1 hour, every day. Today our prayer altar is in the church. The best prayer that make God to raise help for you is your family prayer. Today mother is running to work. Father is haste. We want to meet targets. So therefore, children, God bless you. Blah, 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 blah. They don't go. Answer is no. The best thing to do, every target time for yourself, whether 5 to 6, or 6 to 5, or 4 to 5. Or sorry, 6 to 7, or 5 to 6, or 4 to 6. Now you know the time. But let's start from 4. Because money cry start from 4, 5, 6. Nobody will come and wake up by 7, see they do money prayer. No, you have to do prayer for yourself, not the money prayer. Wake your children. Wake your husband, wake your wife. Straight to the sitting room. And then worship God together and pray together. Every day. Every day. And the night, God bless your children and go to bed. But this one, when mommy looked at him, he said, my dear, you know, I cover everybody with blood of Jesus Christ. What are you doing? Who are you covering? That family will struggle in life. And the children will continue where the parents stop. Enemy cannot attack in the church. Whatever affecting the church is starting from where you are coming from. In your house. So your house prayer is very important. It doesn't matter how your children eat. Wake them up. Let them lie down on the chair. Or have one bed, small bed for them to be there. Or carry your baby for your hand. And teach them the way of God. I beg you that father and mother will be in parlor. They'll be praying. Children, they are sleeping. Or they say no. If they wake early in the morning, they will affect their brain in the school. What of now they go to that school, Satan can put madness in the head. Think very well. Or you zero their brain and give them a dull brain. They say one, you go say nine. A, B, C, you go start from D, A, H. You say to start from A, B, C, you go and start from H, I, K, W, Y, Z. And so they start to you. Because brain don't turn upside down. I beg because of God. commit your children to God's hand every day. Or the one, only father alone, mother is running to work. You're running. What of us are going? You know, reach that your office. What do you do? If I do things, think other side. Please. Oh, okay, your children already grow. There are some people that your children already grow. They're in the school, or they know them again. You and your husband continue and stop as you started as a young family. Join hands together and pray together and to intercede for your children. That's the first thing that you need to know. Number two, live a life of fear and respect. Learn how to fear people and learn how to respect people. Romans 13, verse 7. Some people say, I don't fear anybody. Not only God I fear. You are pepper soup in the mouth of killer. You are pepper soup in the mouth of killer. I don't fear anybody. Not only God I fear. Okay, God forbid. Why are you fear armed robber? Why are you the fear armed robber? Even if you don't fear anybody. Let one witch don't enter here now. Baragada. Come and tell people who follow here. Oh, this area boss where they put bomb for their body. Let one just mistake now. Just enter here. Say, I am a member of social person. Oh yeah, come now. So people go use this wall and jump the other side. Now they go no say woman can run past man. Come and see relay. Serious one. But still if you anybody. Oh, God forbid. Let one madman now wait original madman. Enter here to cutlass. All the people in front here, they go follow window escape. They'll leave me alone. Now they go see me through. Everybody will be crazy. And they said, you must fear people if you want to end it well. You must learn how to respect people if you want to live to be in the head of success tomorrow. Yes?
Romans 13, verse 7. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor.
The other one says, give respect to those who deserve respect. It says, fear those that you need to fear. It says, because of your tomorrow and your future. Don't label to deceiving you. Now only God can fear, cannot fear woman pain. Ah! Your journey of suffering will long for life. Don't deceive yourself. I take God back you. You must learn how to respect people. You must learn how to fear people. Why? Somebody who respect, who cannot stand before him and lie to him present. You can't do that. Somebody you fear, you can never in your life to go and the man back and bite and talk an evil against the fellow. You can't do that. You can't do that. Respect not to kneel down and greet somebody. Respect not to lie down on the ground. You can be doing that and cost the person. You can do that as eye service. How to capture the person and destroy the person. You see many like that many years ago. Fear not to see somebody who has shaken. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody who celebrates, somebody who appreciates. Somebody that you can never in your life to provoke him. What you say you don't want, you will never do it. It's what you want that you do. That is fear. That is fear. Because somebody that you fear is so that what? You obey. Somebody that you respect is somebody that will follow instruction. Somebody who no respect, you can never follow instruction. Will tell you, say, okay, don't hear, sir. I will just left. It's everything they talk. You talk of it's a nonsense. If you respect him, you follow instruction. It doesn't matter how bad it may be, you follow instruction. Because why? You will never be happy. for him to be annoyed with you because you respect him. But so you see me say, Daddy, good man, sir. Daddy, call me Daddy, you know, make me that you respect me. You can call me Daddy in my face and call me name when I'm not there. Who are you deceiving? Oh, Daddy, 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 but I'm not there. Say, don't mind that Murphy, what do you call yourself? But you see me, my Daddy. Who are you deceiving? Who are you deceiving? You're stopping deceiving yourself. Go and learn how to respect. Go and learn how to fear people. It's for your own good. Now, if you do so, what will be your gain? Number one, you live with king and with queen in life. You live with king and queen in life. For example, consider Joseph. Despite what brothers and sisters do to him, he respect them as he feared them. He respect them to the end, to the day they meet him. That they have opportunity to kill of them, or to look at the Reuben and say, useless brother, look at your life. No. The only thing she tell them, it is Genesis 50 verse 20. He said, because you do this thing to me, and God allowed it to happen, so that God will allow me to save many lives. That's all. He didn't rule to a brother. He didn't rule to anyone among them. Answer is no. He respect them. Elijah respect Elijah and fear him. And in the day, he do double of what Elisha not doing on time. Elijah do 7 wonder of God. Elisha do 14 wonder of God. What of Joshua? Joshua fear Moses and respect Moses. Anywhere Moses asked him to sit down, or until he asked him to stand up, he will remain there for life. When other people gang up against Moses, Joshua went ahead and intercede on behalf of Moses. That is a fear and respect. It's very, very important. Somebody will fear, you can never disobey him. Never. Fear is not about bending your head for somebody. You can bend your head for somebody and go home and die. Who knows what you put for your center of your head? Now, somebody that you never in your life, your attitude towards him to make him to cry alive. That's a respect. That's a fear. So that anytime she see you, he have double joy and happiness inside him. That if he not see you, he's missing you. If he not see you, ask after you. If he not see you, so where is my person? Something happened yesterday. My son went to Nyanya to go and buy things that they will text you to receive today's message. On the way going, as a normal walk, as according to the law of the nation. And then they saw my son, boy, they see you a young boy, person like you cannot drive very well. Come out. And she did. Where in particular? He said, particular? Who's that? Who's that? Take it when it's coming. They take it. Okay. No problem. We will remain there until you take it back. And I tell my son, Daddy, the enemy of particular, they don't stop me for road. Though. I said, who be that person? Who that person? Where is he coming from? He said, I said, don't worry. Let it be 1,000. Have somebody where go drive them away. And I call my son. Son, your boys, why is it in my motor they put their eyes? What did I do to them? He said, what happened? I explained. He said, tell the boys to wait, coming in 9:45 minutes. Before I know what happened, my son don't appeared already. Oh. I called to my son, tell me when he come back. Immediately, Pastor John, confusion enter all their midst. Who collect the key? Who collect the paper? Who collect the key? They started confusion everywhere. He said, give them 2 minutes. They have no choice. They are now begging my son back with a key. Look at the respect. The time I call Pastor John, I don't know whether he's in his office. I don't know whether he's eating. I don't know whether I'm about to take him back. But because she respects me, he have no choice. He abandoned everything. Other people can say, Daddy, please, can you give me 3 hours? In that 3 hours, they don't put my son inside, sir. No. Every shit he abandoned, he says, God, just for the hand. The day is coming where what you did yesterday, the blessing will come. He respects me and she fear me immediately. When my son come back, he talking, I do like this. I say, what are you talking? He say, I know people. She's where me are you in age, mate? I'm happy. If he say, Daddy, please, sir, I'm very sorry, sir. I'm busy. Daddy, leave until tomorrow morning. Today, my children and brother, they're not going to be here this morning. He respects me. He abandoned everything he's doing. He take my own first. May God answer my prayer this year. I'm so very, very happy. Respect is very important. Fear is very good. That's a fear of man. That's a fear of evil. What God condemned, don't fear evil. Fear the righteous people and fear God. The next one again, people of God. What you gain if you do all those things I tell you today? You live to see your children's children. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother so that your day will be long. Please, is there any children here today who offend your father and your mother? I beg you in the name of God, immediately feel the prayer, go and consign with them. I hate to hear something that if you offend your father, he die. Go to a graveyard and ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you. You are cursing yourself. Dead is dead. Graveyard cannot speak again. When he's alive, do the right thing. If you don't die, double curse will follow you. He's dead. He's dead. What to do when he's alive? Treat them well. Care for them. Whatever they pronounce for you, if you don't see it today, it's coming for you tomorrow. One of my daughters did hear that. I'm not mention her name. But anytime I saw her, I'm happy. These kind of people I want my wife to relate with so that to close with my wife. Why? When a mother-in-law is alive, he treats a mother-in-law than the way she treats her own mother. He cares for that woman before God take that woman home. Is it this year or December last year? So, and then before the woman died, the woman pronounced blessing to her. What shall she see? But there are some people that love their mother and hate their husband. They hate the mother of their husband. No problem. What to sow? That's what to do. Maybe tomorrow your son go marry. Your wife tomorrow go give you blow from front of your nose. Mark it down. Go and go any prayer you want to pray. You are deceiving yourself. Do the right thing now before it go too late. You say, well, only she know I guess and I guess, then I don't get boy. You need to get husband. The husband, you need to like to see you. Anytime you come to the house, now war. Go say, hey, my wife, this is your mother. Anytime I see witch, I don't want to send my house. Is what you sow. I beg you in the name of God. Watch and see what my daughter it will be in future. Because nobody the day they born somebody, the same day you will rise and walk. I beg you because of God. Please do what is right. Care for your father and your mother. Don't be in Abuja here eating chicken, eating turkey. Your mother is struggling to bring Gary. I beg you, every month, even at 10,000 naira, you share it to if your father and mother is alive, daddy take 5,000, mommy take 5,000. But if not me, you give mommy 8,000 and give daddy 2,000. That's nothing let me tell you. It's very, very important. It's very important. I'm not lying to you. What I am today, now my mother, my father played a part. My mother is the one that make what I be today. He put eyes on me, and she told me, when pregnant me in 4 months, they say I'll be this, I'll be that, I'll be that. But it is I'll be a malam, a great afar. You're not going to say I'll be one who senior afar. May God help us in Jesus' name. Yeah. And then he said, Mton, don't ever in your life smoke cigarettes. Don't ever in your life. If anybody smokes cigarettes, what do you do? Run from there. I see for what happened. He said, because there's angels that follow you every day. And they say the angel will follow you until you become whole. But the day you bring the small secret, or somebody's small secret is around you, the angel will depart. I say, which angel? I mean, mostly I don't know what he's talking about. But I hearken to that voice. That's how my friend had to smoke a bow and then a secret. I had to hear say, my friend, I ain't flirting. It's a big lie. All my friends, they are hard criminals. And all them senior men, no one, why senior? They are hard criminal. We hear criminal. Not the plan I get for a village. But I never then flow smoke a bow one day. The only thing they can promote me to do, I'll not be them. I don't start that one before I meet them. To drink alcohol. Praise the Lord. When my mother gave me condition, he didn't put alcohol inside. If say he put alcohol, I think I'll not go do that one. So that time I had to bring a 3-3 and talks and the original small start. Yes, now. You drink like this, you enjoy yourself. You don't say we are killing ourselves. Praise the Lord. Until Lord Jesus Christ arrest me. Since then, I never put up my mouth against it today. And she warned me, son, in your life, if you want to reach what God says you could be, don't ever love money than human being. Love woman be first before money. Mother told me several conditions. I'm not going to tell you the rest. And then I follow it till today. And then before I became a Christian, God come make me a pastor. Every day in the morning, my mother would put hand for water. Well, my father did do it, but they never do a physical way, I see. But my mother would put hand for water, and you could say, as water can never in life to be seized on earth. It's a favor of God never ceases in your life. He says, as water is everywhere, now so the whole world will know you. He says, this is my father's family, because you are 98 in number of the same father's children. He says, now you go rule over them. Because no woman can do without water. Now, my mother must hear that. I go say, amen. She told me again, say, son, if anybody plan your day, you're wasting time. And said, the person can pack sand away from the earth. If he cannot do it, the day you think you're dead, he will go home and die. I don't know, say my mother prepared for a mountain of fire for fallen and die. Because only say they go home and die. Until God come make me and know my former church. Oh, is it me, my mother? That's why I can't be a warrior killer. The word my father teach me, I know it teach me how to pray. Because early in the morning, he wake me by 4. And by 5, he take her to the mosque. Whether you are sleeping, just make sure you were there. And then 2 o'clock, 1:30, I just come from school. Oh yeah, you are in the mosque. 3:30, you are in the mosque. 6:30, you are in the mosque. And leave mosque by 8. He pray 5 times in a day. My father that teach me how to do fasting. Where I'm small, I'm far from, anyway, they eat around 4 or 5. But I will break my fasting by 2. As I come had another age, he promoted me from 2 to 4. As I come had another age, from 6 again to 7 o'clock. And from there, no year in any month I miss. That's what they call again, the fasting of elders. Our Arubo, my father, you must force me to join it. You can see that is like a punishment. See the result today. My God bless my father for me. I know it's no more, but by the grace of God, my mother will get double joy in Jesus' name. I beg you, please take care of your parents. And finally, don't ever in your life to be enemy of your general overseer. If you do yourself so, calamity will not depart from your family for life. If it will be today, it will be tomorrow. Please, whether he offend you, whether you offend him, be a peacemaker. Always submit yourself to him, fear him, and respect him. May God help us in Jesus' name. That's my prophetic prayer I promise you today. Be on your feet now. If not for God, you'll do it better. If not man, you'll do it much more. That's right. That's right. Amen. Remember, I told you, this church, not the church you think say yes. This church is a spiritual university. What did you call it? Where you learn a spiritual education, a spiritual lecture, a spiritual learning. And they will help you tomorrow and forever. So I pray for somebody here today. What you hear today, may God use to put our practice in the name of Jesus. Please, go and make a correction with your father and your mother, with your general overseer. If you're a church member here, where you before, except God say leave, you leave. But make sure that not be you cause the whole problem in the church. If not be you, you are free. Or the church you are going, the pastor knows how to preach. You are free to leave the church. God will never angry with you. But don't talk about him. Praise the name of the Lord. Because I tell my children on Wednesday, any pastor that knows how to preach is herbalist. What do I call him? Herbalist. Because the great weapon God sent pastor to do is to know how to teach. I pray to all of us. The moment I pray today, you and your children will be better than me tomorrow in Jesus' name. As God showed me Adeboye and Kumuyi early this morning, where they did on top of white horse, may God of heaven make me to tomorrow in future. For me to fight better than them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because every day I'm following their step. And I pray I will not fall in the line in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I have prayer to pray. And then we go. How many of you ready to pray? Before you pray, lift your hand to heaven, oh yeah, and declare Psalm 121 offhand. Let's go. Amen. Stop there. Say, Father, be my helper this year. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Be my helper this year, oh Lord. Pray that prayer very well. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to run to. Father, please, I beg you. Be my helper this year. Please, Father, be my helper this year. Be my helper this year, my Father. Physically, spiritually, maritally, financially, be help of my wife, be help of my children, be help of my mother, be help of all my mother's children, all my mother's grandchildren, all my mother's son, daughter-in-law, be help of our church member. Please, Daddy, help me this year. I can't help myself. Men are try their faith. Father, please help me this year. Be my helper, oh Lord. Pray very well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's why. Second prayer. How many of you that are here, Mrs. here, your father, your mother, just call you one day and pray for you. You know, your father just call you and bless your head and pray for you. How many of you? Your father or your mother, he bless you or he pray for you. He say, my son, kneel down. My daughter, kneel down. Or come. Satan shout a blessing to your head. Okay. So, all that people here, your father and mother never pray for you one day. They're alive. If they're alive, whether your father is your mother, send one out of the two. Call them today. Let them pray for you through phone. If God can't give you opportunity to go village, go and meet them. Call me that day. In case I no pick, text me. If I no come pick, tell them to pray for you until where I pick. I'll tell you what to tell them to do for you. Praise the name of the Lord. There's nothing last like your parent prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. Please, it's very, very important. The prayer, pray and pray for you, they cannot reverse it again for your head. You will not pray like this. Remember, Genesis 27. 28 and 29. Isaac prayed for Jacob. He blessed him. He said, nation shall bow before you. No wonder. He need change from Jacob to Israel. He said, go ahead. He said, your mother's children shall worship you. He said, the dew of heaven he shall give him to you. Praise the name of the Lord. He lifted your hand to heaven and said, Father. After the order of Jacob. All my parents pray over my life. All my prayer blessed over my life. That delayed for a long time. And from today. Come to pass now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead and pray that prayer. Go ahead. Pray that prayer very well. Please, I beg you. It's very important. Not today, for tomorrow. It shall surely come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer very well. Very, very well. Pray very well, pray very well. It shall surely come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. The other side of mistake of our parents. We want to reverse it. The Bible says one day in Genesis 49, verse 1 down, that Jacob gathered his children and said, come, I want to tell you what your future will be. He now raising curse upon their head every day. Reuben meet Moses in Deuteronomy 30 verse 6 and curse the verse. But Dan, he never had that grace. He called Dan what? Serpent. In the book of Revelation chapter 7, 4 to 8, God removed the name of Dan and used the name of the first son of Joseph. Ephraim, to replace Dan in the Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember that Jacob crossed the leg, crossed the hand, and give to the one to the junior, and give to the wrong one to the what? To the senior. But if I'm very good in the Bible, because of the senior now close to God, and close to men of God. In the book of Hosea, the Bible says, the junior one that he said don't arrive, he had taken the blessing of the senior. God said, from today, I have nothing to do with you because you are now turned back and worship idol. God said, you are on your own. In the same the book of Hosea, the Bible says, you boy, from today, destruction shall follow you. God plucked his name from the book of life. But his senior brother now, who close to God, Ephraim, the Bible says, God said, I've forgiven you. His name now written back in the book of life. Somebody can transfer your glory. God can return your glory back to you. Amen. Somebody can withdraw your blessing. God can double your blessing for you. Amen. So I don't know. By our attitude, our character, mistakenly our parents curse our destiny. But Jesus Christ is here to reverse it. Yeah. Well, because of men of oil, we are not taking care of them. They want to die. They start talking nonsense. Starting to say something they want to say. Because they are unbeliever. If they believe, they will not do that. They are unbeliever. Starting to say something that is terrible and they die. Let me tell you something. You walk home if you don't know. So, today you want to reverse it. It is Jacob that called Daniel serpent. Dan. We call Dan serpent. And truly, he nearly removed among the 12 Judah of of thank you. And then the name of Ephraim replaced the name in the book of Revelation chapter 7, verse 4 to 8. I feel somebody here. In this world, nobody shall replace you in any good thing. Yeah. If you don't do amen, I'll do amen for myself. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. You shout it like this. Say, by the authority in the mouth of Moses.
As
it is written. Deuteronomy 33. Verse 6.
Every curse
placed upon my head by my father,
by my mother,
by my sister,
by my brother,
as now waiting for my children and my future to affect my life, to affect my wife, to affect my children. In the name of Jesus, turn to blessing now. In the name of Jesus, whether he did curses, open curses. Father, turn them to blessing. Turn them to blessing. I don't know. It can be your auntie, it can be your sister. Out of anger, out of annoyance. Father, turn them to blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. You pray again. I don't know what you want to do your father. I'm going to say if you do that. Whether they marry, want to marry a lady or a man want to marry or want to buy a car or you leave a church, go to another church. Your father can't say, because you do that, this and this and that. You need to pray. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Yes, Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. The Bible says, Joshua said, "Is there anybody lay foundation in this Jericho? He shall die." That's a family now went ahead and laid the foundation. The Bible said the first son died. The day he completed that house, the last born died. Pray. This prayer is not the prayer you pray, and we are not praying hard-dead anointing. You pray seriously. Say, the hunger towards my father.
The hunger towards my,
towards my mother. That lead them to pronounce a negative word against my life. That's now affecting my life. Physically, spiritually, maritally, financially. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Be nullified. Be nullified. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Be nullified. Be nullified from today and forever. Knowingly or unknowingly. Father, let me nullify. Please pray very well. I beg you because of God. Today is a prophetic prayer. You are started now. Nullify by fire. Nullify by fire. Very, very well. In Jesus' name we pray. Last on the list of your parent prayer before I move to other prayer. Do you have 10 minutes to stop? Anytime you see yourself in the dream, a dead person is cursing you. A hunger of your father is against you. It can be your grandfather against your father. It can be your father against you. It can be your grandmother against your mother. It can be your mother against you. So, because of that, and they're not blessed you right before they die, the familiar people will come, appear in the dream, and curse you in the dream. And if it happens like that, you are affecting yourself and you move forward. The woman tell me, say, one somebody appear to her in the dream and tell her, say, that person want to marry. If you marry her, you die. He said, nonsense. I didn't believe it. You come to their church, They don't teach them that dream is very, very important. He went ahead and married the fellow. The day she pregnant, and that day the fellow died. Before he meet each other. And he want to marry another person again. And I'm afraid. And somebody lead them to this place 2 years ago. And he explained to me, and I pray, still prayer for her. We want to pray now. He said, deliverance. He need to go deliverance. The way you pray, don't start to everything. Go. And by the grace of God, in that house today, it don't burn. And then nothing happened. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody can curse, another person can reverse it. Yes. That's why you must appreciate the Father in the Lord. God give them grace to reverse all reversible. You open your mouth, land that clear. Say, any dead man or dead woman. In my father family. In my mother family. In my in-law family. Knowingly or unknowingly. That are causing my life. That are causing my day. That are causing my destiny. That are causing my future. You are a liar. Swallow back your curse. And die a second time. In the name of Jesus. Swallow back your curse. And die a second time. Swallow back your curse. Pray very well, yes. Pray. That's right. Swallow back your curse and die a second time. From today and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, after the order of Joseph and Elisha, I shall greater than my father. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. I shall greater than my father. By the power in the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. Say, after the order of Solomon and Daniel, my children shall greater than me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. My children, they shall greater than me. My grandchildren shall greater than my children. My children shall greater than me in life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray very well. Pray very well. Please don't sit down. Stand up and pray. Anybody that sit down, except you're pregnant. If you're not pregnant, let him pray. Anybody who sit down and not pregnant, he's a winch. Push him away. Pray very well. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, after the order of Jonathan. No, the former president, though. Jonathan, the son of David, the son of Saul. We took assignment to the former president, though. I'm talking of Bible. Say, after the order of Jonathan. This year. I shall not miss my helper. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I shall not miss my helper. My helper shall not miss me. by the power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, after the order of Mordecai. Year 2017. I know here very well. Anywhere my helper is. Whether in the north, in the east, in the west, in the south. Wherever you are, you shall find me. In the name of Jesus. You shall find me. You shall find me. Pray very well. Pray very well. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm running so that I'll meet time. Psalm 24. Long ago, sister. Don't miss this prophetic prayer. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 9. Everybody together, quickly. Psalm, you read it together. Psalm 24, from verse 7 to 9. Quickly, quickly, quickly. That's why we are coming to the church. You must hear with your Bible. I told you, don't hear without with your Bible. It's very, very important. This church is a church. The foundation is the word of God. So when we are coming here, we are not calling the Bible, we are on your own. So here you are not doing anything than word of God. It's only God that can help you. It's only God can use me so your prayer to be answered. Are you there? Psalm 24, verse 7 to 9. Let's go. Lift up your head, O you gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And King of glory shall come in. Who sing of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O you gate. You will lift up your everlasting door. And King of glory shall come in. Good. Now you look to the first of us. You face as you face now. Say, all the good door enemies shut against me in this direction. Hear the word of the Lord. Open to me now. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, go ahead. Open all the good of helpers, sources, long life, good job happening, and then prosperity and good health. In that, oh yeah, open, 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 open. In Jesus' name, we pray. First year now, oh yeah, go ahead, the same prayer again. Is it the way to shout up here very well? Open by fire. In the name of Jesus. All the goodness of prosperity. Good job. Divine connection. Good health. Happiness. Long life. And let me shut against my mouth. Against my mouth. Open by fire. Open by fire. Open by fire. Open by fire. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. That's right. Fill that place again. Oh yeah? Let's go now. Swear your hand and pray that prayer. Be open by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every good door. A promotion, a good contract, answer prayer, every good of fruit of the womb, baby boy, baby girl, twins, one boy, one girl, one girl, one boy, every good or good husband or good wife, promotion letter, happiness, success, enemy shot against my family, prosperity and breakthrough, Any direction, hear the word of the Lord. Open my fire to us now. Open. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord of the can you go ahead again? Aha, go ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, every good dog, the enemy shot me. Open. Open by fire. Open by fire. I connect everything that is inside. All the good things inside, I connect to all. By the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. It's happened. Pray that prayer very well. Open your mouth and pray. It will surely come to pass. That is why we are here. That is why we are here. You are here today, shall not be in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. First, here, there's somebody here. The word God created to your life, and some power is helping to spread the moon under the water. That's making you to be giving, and now you are begging. I see the person now, you will call back your word now. The power they are exchanging words with you in the river, I see the God of heaven, it strike them with thunder. Amen. There's somebody here. He said you are walking under the sun that's supposed to walk under you. By age, this person will senior him. But by wealth, he's above you. He said, by the grace of God, between now and year plus, you will rule over that fellow. There's another person here again. That is say, as the enemy cannot end your life last month. He said, many more before this year, it shall be a month of answered prayer for your life. Thank you, Daddy. There's somebody here. He said, the oppression of your position in your office. He said, this month, I'll send them to where they no return again. Now somebody here. He said, don't let what is disturbing you to affect what is coming ahead of you. He said, because I already see everything that we are going through. He said, this year, I'll put you where I want you to be. Now somebody here. He said, don't worry yourself. I know what to ask for. He said, the baby boy, you are asking God, I be like God rejects you. He said, time has come to give you. Amen. And somebody here again. All the friends you meet, And the same story upon story. He said, I am the one who do for you before now. He said, now again, I will do for you again. By a woman here over there. He said, don't worry about your children again. He said, I will now make them a peaceful children for you. Arrow in the body of that person over there. I see the arrow now is hurting the sender. I see the arrow now is hurting the sender. Look at the fellow there. He said, where my life will come turn around? He said, because you asked that question. He said, it started from today. There's somebody here. That is, if you can be having a meeting with me 1 hour every day, you start missing a day. He said, I'm ready to meet you month of August. And something you cannot achieve for complete good 21 years. He said, this year alone, I'll double for you. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, amen, amen. There's somebody here. He said, all those that plan your death, they will die before you. Amen. You believe that one, shout a better amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Now somebody again, he said, I don't close the door of a sorrow in your family for a long time. Amen. Thank you. But the sister there said, don't be afraid. Your elder sister will not die. He said, though that plan for her death is the one that will bury them for life. Amen. You shout this one like this, loud and clear. Pray, I have 2 minutes to leave. You shout with every anger in you. Say, the vital blessing of my life. Do you shout the way I shout my own? Enter fire. I'm born to death. The vital blessing of my life. Whether in my father's family. Whether in my mother's family. Whether in my in-law family. Whether it's my compound. Whether in this state. Whether in this nation. Your game is over. Enter inside fire. I'm born to death. In the mighty name of Jesus. Very well. Burn to dead. In Jesus' name we pray. Hand on your head because of one person here. Say, I shall be a star. No power shall stop it. I shall be a star. No power shall reverse it. I shall be a star. Whether they like it or not, it shall surely come to pass from today and forever. Say, amen. Thank God they have done it for us. I appreciate the King of Glory. I appreciate the I am that I am. Thank God at the meeting like this. They don't come and tell the story. You are there alive. I appreciate him. I appreciate him. I appreciate him. No one like him. Lord, you appreciate him. Return glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.